The Story of the Green House, Wallington, by Alan Upwood. In undertaking to relate some of my experiences in connection with the purchase and sale of haunted houses, I desire to make it clear that I have no theories to put forward on the subject of what is called the occult. I was successful in this class of business, but some of the adventures I went through were of such a character that I dared not continue. My nerves are fairly strong, but there are some things which I never wish to face again. I was first tempted to dabble in this unlucky class of business by the greenhouse, Wallington. My partner, Mr. Mortimer, our firm is Mortimer and Hargreaves, mentioned to me one day that he had had a client in to see him, who was very anxious to obtain an immediate offer, at almost any price, for a house situated in what was then the rural district of Wallington. "He says he cannot sell the house because people think it is haunted. It is all nonsense, of course, but the people in the neighbourhood have got the idea firmly into their heads, and now if any tenants come, they are sure to hear of it directly and get frightened. The result is that he has lost tenant after tenant, and now the reputation of the house is so bad that he cannot sell it."
"What sort of a house is it?" I asked. "And what will he take for it?"
"He says he will take anything. £500 if he can't get more, though the house cost £1,500 to build. You had better see the man yourself."
I therefore dropped a line to Mr. Giltstrap, the owner of the green house, requesting him to go down with me to see the property. On the way to Wallington, I put some questions about the house to Giltstrap, whose manner was rather reserved. He assured me it was in thorough repair, but he seemed reluctant to answer when I asked him about the ghost.
"Is there any story about the house? Anything to account for its being haunted?"
"No. No. What story should there be? It's a modern house, hardly been built 10 years.
"And how long has it been your property?"
"I bought it as soon as it was put up."
"And how long has it been haunted?"
Mr. Giltstrap frowned, as though he disliked to hear this word.
"The house has been talked about for some years now, 4 or 5.
His disinclination to speak was so evident that I did not care to pursue the subject.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?